So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show. And this is a place where you receive an 8-minute daily podcast of information and inspiration. And I'd like to encourage you now to head over to iTunes and subscribe, because all of September, we are stepping up the wealth vibration on the show. So if you subscribe, you'll get it directly to your phone. My guest today, she's just kind of has this quiet brilliance about her. She's a lot of fun. She also is in Joy of Business, Right Voice for You, and Right Riches for You. And welcome, Lale Hancock.
Thank you, Erica. I'm so excited to be here today.
We had to cut it twice, so this is pretty fun. This is the first time I've done a podcast twice, so I'm figuring it'll be even more brilliant than the first one that is now on the cutting room floor. So where am I talking to you from? Tell me where you are today in the world.
Today, I'm actually in my office in Potomac, Maryland, which is really close to Washington, D.C., and tomorrow I'll be on a plane to Houston.
Oh, my goodness. Tell me what got you into studying this whole thing of like money, wealth, joy of business, ease with money, all of that. Tell me a little bit about like what drew you into that field.
Yeah, I actually grew up with business being part of my blood. I don't even know how old I was, but my dad would start to talk to me very early on. He was an entrepreneur, a CEO, and we always talked about ways to keep making the business more successful. So that's a topic I've always enjoyed. And what I love about the Access Tools is that different specialties like Joy Business or Right Voice or Right Riches, they kind of focus on different aspects of you and your life and expanding it. So talking about money is actually something that I always love talking about, because it looks a little different than most people think.
That's pretty creative, because I'll tell you what, you did not talk about money in my house. So my family was all media. And so you could talk about newspapers and television were big, films. When we went to the movies, my mom would dissect them. So she'd be like, she'd talk about the opening shot, like how quality was the opening shot. And then like, if the sound, what music did it match? And then she'd be like, and then they'd cast people, and she'd talk about how, who they cast in which roles. And then both my parents would talk about the dialogue of the movie. So it was never just like, watch the movie, love the movie. Mm-hmm. It was like, watch the movie, and then how could it be made better? But, you know, it's funny because we never talked about money or business like that. And I'm just so curious, because it's a really different way of being with money.
Yeah, and it's interesting, because it wasn't the money. My dad always talked about you have to work hard to make money, but he was willing to always explore different ways to grow his business. So it's almost as though the money and growing the business, they weren't always the same thing, which is pretty cool, actually, because I got to really look at business from a different perspective. But money doesn't have to be difficult, and you don't have to work hard to have money. So that is one of the things that I always like to share with people, is what if the way you think about money is actually limiting the amount of money that can be in your life and be in your bank account, be in your business, and allow you to grow it.
I love it. Tell me a little bit more about you. Like, what inspires you? What do you like to do for fun?
Yeah. Can I tell you, I love people. And I have a lot of different hobbies. I love fast cars.
Really?
I love racing fast cars. But I love skydiving. I just love a lot of speed and intensity.
Really?
Yes. But I also love people. And so, like, you know, I've done yoga. I've done all these things that I would say were my hobbies. But I realize what gets me excited is working with people or talking with people, even if it's on an airplane or whether it's one of my clients or it's when I'm facilitating a class, is just letting people know that life can actually be fun.
So tell me a little bit about what Right Riches is, and then kind of like, I don't know what, just give me maybe one or two tools from it.
Yeah. So, you know, most people think of Write Riches and immediately think of money. And it, what's funny is Write Riches is not just about money, but it's the ability to have anything you desire in your life and include money. So depending on which classes you might attend, we have facilitators all around the globe. You get to see a different spin of that. For me personally, my upcoming class is actually called Money Made Easy, because it is about looking at ways that you can add things into your life, add money into your life, add joy into your life, and grow anything you like to grow, whether it's your relationships, your business, your bank account, or anything else.
Well, that sounds like an awful lot of fun.
We do try to have a lot of fun, actually.
You know, I'm the mom of three, and you know what, like getting out to a class is always for me like ice cream or something, you know, it's like I look forward to it for a long time and I treasure it.
definitely. And I remember those days because I have twins, but mine are now 21, so it's a little bit different. But my class is actually available in person as well as around the globe online. Yeah, it lets people have the flexibility of, you know, what's going to be easy for them to be able to attend.
All righty. So if you want to reach Lale, I did it. Yay! I got your name right. Yay! If you want to reach Lale, how do we get a hold of you? How do we find you? And how can we find out more about your class on Money's Easy?
Great. Well, there's two websites. One is bellapemo.com, and that's BELAPEMO.com, or globalwellnessforall.com. It's available on both websites.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you so much, Erica.